The crew look to stay red hot. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's game two tonight between the Brewers and Braves. Heading into play tonight, Milwaukee has baseball's best overall record, baseball's best road record, baseball's best record against winning teams, and baseball's best run differential. All of this after an offseason where they traded their all-star closer and let their star shortstop walk in free agency. But there have been replacements. Take Trevor McGill, for example. He was an all-star last month and blew through the Atlanta lineup last night in the ninth inning, three up, three down, and seven pitches.
It's been amazing. For guys that know him well, he's taken a step. He was very, very good for us last year, and he's very good for us this year. But now he's taken that step into like, whoa, he's good. Wow. Underrated.
Your pitching matchup for tonight's game two, Freddy Peralta against Joey Wentz. It gets underway at 6:15. In Green Bay, the Packers' first preseason game is just days away. Coach Matt LaFleur, when asked about the starters possibly playing, only said that, quote, everyone should be ready to play, but didn't give any specifics beyond that. One player that has returned to 11-on-11s Tuesday is linebacker Quay Walker, although he was limited in the workout after having off-season ankle surgery. LaFleur can't wait to get Walker back to 100%.
He is the quarterback of the defense, so anytime you're missing that piece, that's a big piece. Not that we don't feel like we have other guys capable of doing that. We certainly feel good about that, and I think those guys have done a nice job, but we know what type of player Quay is and the level that he can play at. And I thought there was a stretch last season where he was playing some really good football. He was getting more comfortable within our scheme, what we were asking him to do. He was playing at a high level, so it's been a while since he's played football, so he needs to get back ingrained into that.
One other injury note, cornerback Nate Hobbs had to have a minor procedure done on his knee. He's expected to miss the preseason, but could be ready for week one against the Lions. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.